Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America, and welcome to our show. And I'm sorry about that volume mismatch. We still have this major, major problem with the signal level coming in from RBN and going out and all the rest of that. And we'll just blame it on the storm. It's that gosh darn global warming. It's put about 4 feet of snow on top of our transmitter. And so we can't hear any of that stuff going on. Now, we are waiting for a phone call from Tracy Long. As you know, he is the attorney who specializes in foreclosures. And he's going to be joining us for the first half hour today, probably after this first commercial break. We're going to be talking on the latest developments in the mortgage fraud, foreclosure fraud situation, a lot of new developments, a lot of rapidly changing laws to try and ameliorate the situation. The big banks are still intent on trying to grab as much of your homes as possible to try and bail themselves out of this huge fraud. And we just need to wonder, you know, why it is that our government, which makes a big deal about going after muggers and people who hold up liquor stores and everything, but if you're a CEO in a corporation and you rip off your own company and your investors for billions and billions of dollars, rarely does anything ever seem to happen. There was an interesting article in the British press where they're saying, at least over there, and I presume the same is true here, that financial crimes, that is crimes, white-collar crimes, CEOs looting their own company, is the fastest growing segment of crime at the present time. As the economy continues to deteriorate, everybody's looting their own companies and heading for the Cayman Islands. And there's nothing new with that. I remember back during the time of the Keating scandal and Lincoln Savings and Loan, and it eventually came out that Charles Keating succeeded in stealing more money from his own customers and his own investors than all of the muggings and robberies and burglaries and liquor store holdups in the entire country for that entire year. And he did it all in one huge lump. And when you talk about these numbers that we're hearing all over Wall Street about so many billion here and so many trillions there, you begin to realize the scale of this. Each single individual Wall Street crime is exceeding the damage, the financial damage, of all the street crime in the country put together in one lump. You know, when you get mugged for 20, 30, 40 bucks, whatever it is, you know, down there, or you get your watch taken or anything like that, and it's tragic, and we wish it would not happen. But when you look at Wall Street crime and the scale of damage being caused by these Wall Street CEOs compared to the street criminals, why are the street criminals getting the heavy jail sentences and the Wall Street guys getting a walk? It doesn't make any sense. You've got to make the punishment fit the damage of the crime, which is why Bernie Madoff with the loot should never, ever, ever be allowed out of jail just on the basis of how much financial damage he caused. Same thing with Jonathan Pollard. If you total up the dollar value of the nuclear secrets that, you know, my parents' generation paid for, and Pollard gave to Israel, and Israel gave to the USSR, completely undermining the whole point. If you put a dollar value on that, Pollard should never, ever, ever be allowed out of jail. All right, there's a lot of stuff going on here today. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny's in the control room, twiddling the dials, trying to solve our technical problems and answering the phones. We're going to be taking a little bit of a break here, and I presume that Tracy will be on the phone with us going into this next segment. We're going to be talking about the mortgage fraud, going to be talking about ClimateGate, new developments in this Arizona situation that we're going to be looking at. I keep thinking it's going to go away, but it's turning out that whatever propaganda purpose they were hoping this Arizona shooting of the congresswoman was going to accomplish, it is evaporating. The overnight poll numbers are definitely going against the propagandist. Some unexpected side effects here. So actually, Tracy, I understand you're on the phone. We've got about 20 seconds here left before the commercial break that we've got to take, but I want to thank you for joining us, and I understand that you got to leave for Miami, especially in this horrific weather. So we're only going to have you for the first two segments of the show here, but you know, thanks an awful lot for joining us. And you know, any new developments? Well, actually, we're at the end of the segment. We got to take a commercial break. Tracy, thank you. Stand by. We'll go to you as soon as we come back from commercial.
Okay. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Joining us on the phone now is Tracy Long, foreclosure attorney and expert on this whole meltdown system. And Tracy, we're seeing all of a sudden a lot of state governments come in and they're starting to pass laws to try and deal with some of the reckless behavior that we've seen. Florida and New York bank lawyers are now responsible. They can be liable for the accuracy of the foreclosure documents. A new bill just today got introduced in the Virginia legislature, which basically is attempting to close some of the gaps in the paperwork trail to make sure that homeowners understand fully the processes that are being brought to bear against their property. None of this, of course, goes back to address the core issue, which is the mortgage-backed security fraud. And I notice while the American corporate media continues to play all kinds of distraction games, I mean, the Arizona shooting is fading. They brought back O.J. Simpson today. Alien UFOs, another bomb package in Washington, D.C. But we're seeing within the financial press itself where the banks and the insurance companies, the credit default swap companies, are all beginning to openly talk about the consequences of what has to be the biggest financial fraud in history. What are you seeing from your part of the country?
Well, the Ibanez case is really just starting to trickle down as people read it and come to grips with what it really says. I was on your show last Friday. I hadn't read the entire case, just reports of what the case says. Now that I've had a chance to read the entire text of the case, there are certain things that are applicable only to Massachusetts and Massachusetts laws, but there's the core of it is relevant to everyone across the United States, and that is with the mortgage-backed securities. And what the case is saying is you have to line up point by point by point by point how the mortgage and note got from point A to point B, and if you can't, you're out.
Well, I think an important point here, and this gets back to what I was saying during the first break there, the real issue here is not the foreclosures. And yes, it's great that the states and the courts are finally starting to address the fraud that took place with the foreclosures, but it seems like there's this incredible desire by the federal government and by the media to not acknowledge the root cause of all of this devastation of America over the last 10 years, and we're seeing this euphemistic treatment of it. Like I said, the financial papers are starting to use the word fraud, and they're beginning to acknowledge that the reason for this desperation to foreclose homes is, in fact, to keep the banks capitalized from the forced repurchasing of these bad assets and the reconciliation of all these credit default swaps. But the corporate media and the government don't want to deal with it. We're not seeing anybody be arrested for this. And it just seems very frightening, because if we don't arrest and prosecute and convict the criminals behind the mortgage-backed security fraud, they're just going to find something else to bubble up and turn into a fraud, and they'll make more money, and America will sink deeper into debt and poverty, and there'll be no ending.
I think what you essentially hit on it, Mike, is the first line of attack is going to be the people on the front lines, and that is the attorneys for the banks. Down here in my neck of the woods, there was a law office of David Stern, who handled Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac cases, and a lot of these mortgage-backed security cases. They got found out. The whole firm has gone basically bankrupt, belly up, in hundreds of thousands of cases. But now homeowners are starting to come back against the attorney's office itself. The attorney general is investigated. So it's the attorneys for the banks that are going to take the hit first. And they'll work its way back up to the source, which I think is the loan servicers.
Well, I would certainly hope so, but we have been hearing these very disturbing reports coming out of Washington, D.C. of intense lobbying to get Congress to sort of retroactively legalize and approve everything that's been done, which would absolutely save, you know, Wall Street from any kind of prosecutions. Their only remaining issue, as you know, the federal government and the attorney generals of all 50 states have basically, in exchange for a piece of the action, they've given Bank of America a get-out-of-jail-free card. All the prosecutions and criminal investigations have been stopped, but that doesn't stop all the foreign banks like Deutsche Bank and Credit Suisse and Interpol from saying, hey, this was criminal and it needs to be investigated and prosecuted, and it just looks like the U.S. government is lining up to be the sword and shield of Wall Street in the international community. And the idea is, yeah, we're a bunch of crooks. Alan Greenspan even admits it, but this is just the way we're going to go on going, and you don't have a right to prosecute us or arrest us.
Well, they can't allow the banks and the financial institutions to fail. That's the sad truth. I mean, you get into a situation where, and you see it in front of the judges all the time, is despite whatever defenses you have, they say, well, did your client sign the note? Did your client sign the mortgage? And that's all they need to hear. Anything else that may have gone wrong just doesn't matter.
Well, you know, but again, I want to get, back away from the foreclosure situation, back to the fact we've had it admitted on MSNBC that some of these financial institutions were taking the same mortgages and pledging them into multiple mortgage-backed securities. That's criminal fraud. Why are we not seeing the handcuffs come out for these people?
They can't prosecute them. They can't allow them to fail. They have to come up with some sort of patch, some way to cover it up, to allow these guys to continue and then just go on as business as usual.
Well, I don't understand this idea of too big to fail and too big to jail, because, as far as I'm concerned, and even the foreign press is beginning to say it already, the Federal Reserve has printed up so much money to cover over this mess that confidence in the dollar is dropping. Other nations are moving out of dollar and into gold and other currencies. And they're saying, functionally, technically, the Federal Reserve may be going bankrupt. Yes, they can print up all the paper money that they want, but if nobody's willing to accept it as a negotiable note of any kind, then it's just so much kindling.
It's a disaster.
It seems to me like, you know, this idea of protecting too big to fail is what's put us on the path to failure.
I would agree with you 100%, and I think we're rapidly reaching a day where every foreign government, the oil industry, every major credit market across the world fails to accept the U.S. dollar anymore. It's the reserve currency, and when it's not the reserve currency, we can't just print dollars to get ourselves out of debt anymore. We're going to have to face the debt that we're in, and we're essentially bankrupt.
Well, I would absolutely agree with that, and I think the message I'm putting out to the American people is, and it's the same message we saw the people of Iceland come up with, people of Great Britain, people of Greece, okay? The government and the private central bankers created this mess without our permission, and they can, by golly, get out of it without our help. And at this point, we've got Reagan's former budget director and most of Europe's economic analysts saying that the United States government is in too deep. It can't possibly get out of the economic problem that it's in. It has lost control of its own debt. They're already screaming that if they're not allowed to borrow more money, that the U.S. will start defaulting on its credit obligations. That just seems to me that, you know, lifting the debt ceiling one more time is just, you know, delaying the inevitable at this point. And I think what the American people need to come to the realization is there's no way to save this system. There's really only two possibilities. You're either going to allow the government and the Wall Street to strip mine what's left of your wealth to prolong their party a little bit longer, and there'll still be a collapse at the end of that, or you're going to say it's time to stop throwing good money after bad and let the system crash, learn our very painful lessons about allowing private central bankers to take over the money system of a nation, and, you know, hit the reset button and start all over again. Because I don't see any way this current situation can continue or perpetuate very much longer. I really don't think we're going to see the United States as we know it today, you know, still in existence at the end of the year.
Well, that's what happened in Great Britain at the end of World War II. They devalued their currency by 15% overnight, and the whole system crashed down.
You know, I agree absolutely, but we're in a situation where, you know, the U.S. dollar is devaluing itself, and I think if I read the situation correctly, because of all the foreign investment that is inside the United States, which is held here only with the promise that taxpayers will be forced to cover all the losses, because of that foreign investment, the U.S. doesn't dare devalue its dollar much longer.
Right.
Because then the foreign investors start to flee.
That's correct.
Rock in a hard place, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly where we are, unfortunately.
Oh, my goodness, what an absolute mess. Well, what is going on in terms of more and more of the corporate media coming to grips with Ibanez and with the mortgage-backed securities fraud? I know they know what's going on, and I know they don't want to talk about it, but they're going to have to deal with it sooner or later.
Well, I think you saw the first inkling of that on Monday, and it was a story that was released that Fannie Mae is going to require everyone who's in default to go through mediation, try to modify their mortgages even before thinking about foreclosure. So I think that's the way they're going to go. They're going to have to try and resolve things rather than continue on this treadmill, because now they're afraid of the courts.
Well, the problem with that, of course, is that without the ability to confiscate private homes and put them on the balance sheets, these banks and financial institutions that are having to make good on all the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, these forced repurchases we keep hearing about, they're going to collapse and go out of business completely. They have to. There's no alternative.
Well, unless they can convert everyone into a performing loan, then they have something, at least a performing asset on their balance sheets.
Well, they were performing assets to begin with, but my understanding was that, you know, they need the cash now to do these forced buybacks. These banks in Europe don't want to wait for performing assets to perform 15, 20 years down the road because of the clear decline of the dollar and the U.S. economy, and I think it's kind of a scramble. Everybody's trying to grab what they can get right now. And we got to take a break for commercials, and Tracy, stand by. We'll be back with your last segment after these words from our sponsors.
you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Tracy Long, foreclosure attorney. And by the way, Tracy, would you give everybody out your email and phone number? I have gotten so many people, so many questions are being sent to me. One that we got from a reader this last week was, if you are current on your mortgage, is it still possible for the bank to call up and say, we need you to pay it all off now, and basically call your loan in and put you on the screws that way?
If you're current on your mortgage, they cannot accelerate you unless you're in default.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we got a clarification of that one, because I get that question an awful lot. What's your phone number and email for the people listening to the show?
You can email me at info@cloudlegal.com, or you can call 877-347-6112.
Okay, and that's cloudlegal.com, because there was an interruption in the phone.
Yes.
Connection while he was talking. All right, well, let's sort of summarize this whole situation. From where I sit, Wall Street has painted itself into a horrendous corner where, because of foreign investment in this country, they can't devalue the dollar. And yet every time Bernanke hits the switch on the printing press, he's devaluing the dollar. They can't buy their way out of this mess. You know, the the rest of the world is not going to sit still for this fraud. They're demanding that the U.S. government or the U.S. business community make good on all this bad paper. And there seems to be a scramble where every solution precipitates disaster from another direction. And like I said, I don't see a way out of this mess. It's going to collapse one way or the other. And I think one of the really big messes that we need to be looking at right now is because of this mortgage electronic reservation system. The linkage between homeowners and their mortgages and their notes has become literally a Gordian knot. And it may require, you know, Alexander the Great's solution, which is to say, you know, MERS is a bad idea. It's tax, you know, it's tax avoidance anyway by the mortgage companies. And, you know, let's erase it. Let's reconnect everybody's mortgage back to the owner. And again, I'm put in mind of this book, The Sum of All Fears, where there's an intentional plan to crash Wall Street and destroy the computers that keep track of the trades to just snarl it up in a hopeless mess. And the solution is to go back to the last point where you had good records and say, we're going to reset and restart from here. And it almost seems like the solution to this disaster, from the point of view of the American people and the homeowners, is to go back to before this whole mortgage bundle security situation began and just sort of pick up from there and move on. And I know there's all kinds of problems with that, and certainly all those hedge fund managers who've made billions and trillions of dollars off of this whole scam are not going to want to surrender their money very, very eagerly. In fact, it was rather amazing. There was this video I linked to earlier today where one of these hedge fund managers got hit with a tax increase, and he's screaming, "This is a repeat of the Nazis!" And come on, guys, let's get real here.
Oh, you're forgetting the other solution, which is even worse: nationalize the banks.
Well, if we had a government that was really taking care of the American people, I'd say maybe that's an option to look at, but not this government. I don't want this government nationalizing the banks. I don't want this government nationalizing health care. I don't want this government, you know, nationalizing dog catching. This
government.
Well,
I agree with you there, but I'm just saying, historically speaking, nationalizing the banks in time of economic crisis is a solution. Whether it works for this government or not, who knows?
Okay, well, that's something that we're going to have to definitely keep an eye out for. I personally don't think it's going to change the outcome. You know, this government doesn't know. I mean, this is the government that let the Gulf oil disaster happen. This is the government that let Bernie Madoff do his thing for year after year after year. I mean, this government really can't do its job at all. So I don't think they can run the banks any better than they ran the automotive industry.
Well, in point of fact, the governments have just gotten too big and too complex. We need a simpler solution.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What we have here, the accumulation of laws has become the biggest crippling factor to the nation. Because you get a Congress that is paid to make laws, all they're going to do is sit around all day coming up with new laws to justify their paychecks and to go out and make speeches about. We have way too many laws. Now they're trying to pass laws about carbon dioxide. They're desperate for something they can pass litigation on. There's somebody out there in Washington, D.C. trying to set up an institute to develop potential law for dealing with space aliens. I mean, that's how desperate they are for new things they can legislate about. Because it's just, again, it's a Gordian knot, and I think it's time for Alexander the Great's solution.
I agree with you. It's the Gordian knot, the more you try to untie it, the tighter it gets.
Well, you remember how Alexander the Great solved it, right? Took out his sword and just cut it in half.
How did he solve it?
Yeah, he took out his sword and just cut it in half.
Yeah, well, there you go.
there you go there. All right, Tracy, I know you got to go to Miami. Anything else you want to say to our listeners before end of the segment?
Just if you need help, reach out to the number and the email address that I gave you, and I'll do what I can to help you.
All right, well, Tracy, thanks an awful lot. We're going to have you back on the show again sometime next week. We're going to stay on top of this thing. This story is not going away. This is the story of the year, the mortgage-backed security fraud, and we are not letting go of this one. Not at all. Tracy, thank you very much. And
my pleasure.
Goodbye, and I hope you get to Miami without trouble from all this horrible global warming that's just absolutely paralyzing the nation right now. All righty. So that was Tracy Long. And again, it's info@cloudlaw. I'm going to have to look that up and put it up at the top of the webpage here because I just spaced on it. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the situation here, we're going to talk about the economy a little bit before we move on to the story. As we mentioned earlier, Virginia's just passed a law to try and close some of the gaps through which the sharpsters and con artists have been working through in order to screw Americans out of their homes. And the one of the other laws that Virginia is considering, it's been introduced, has not been voted, they're talking about creating their own state currency based on gold as an alternative currency in advance of the Federal Reserve System breaking down. So the state legislatures are beginning to deal with the reality that the Federal Reserve and the federal government may be on the verge of collapse. Now, I don't know that we necessarily want to go to gold as a monetary basis, because right now most of the gold is owned by the bankers who've been buying it up with their pretty printed pieces of paper. And that just puts us back into their control. But we can have currency systems that are based on something of value as declared by the state. And by this, I don't mean the federal state. I'm talking about the state, by the state of Hawaii, by the state of Virginia, by the state of North Dakota. They can all have their own currencies. They can have their unit currency based in something that is produced within the state. Bushel of corn. Gallon of white lightning. I don't know. But the point is to have a stable monetary system that is issued by the government. All of the evils that we are dealing with right now come from private central banking. We've had three of these. All three have brought the nation to the edge of ruin by sucking real wealth out of the pockets of the people and putting it into the pockets of these bankers who have done nothing to earn it other than get a license for a printing press to print out money. And that's all they've done for it. Now, the Federal Reserve right now is the most profitable private bank on earth. Now, they're making a big deal about how they've returned some of those profits to the U.S. Treasury, which is absolutely absurd because we're talking about, you know, the Federal Reserve is handing out all these trillions of dollars. They're making all this interest on the currency that we are using every single day, which was not what was supposed to happen when this country was set up. And they're, you know, reaping billions and billions of dollars, and they hand some of it back to the Treasury and say, see, this makes it okay. No, it doesn't. Because the Treasury is still paying more in interest to the Federal Reserve than it's getting as any kind of payment back from the Federal Reserve. It's a token amount that the Federal Reserve does to try and make it look like they're not screwing the heck out of the American people, which is exactly what they're doing. So, now the housing market is continuing to decline and more Americans are finding themselves underwater with their mortgages. Back in Southern California where I used to live, in places like Studio City where the houses were going for $600,000, now they're down to $300,000. We're talking about a loss of half the property values is starting to settle in, even with Schwarzenegger gone. This is depression level decline in the housing market. We are at the depression level. It's no longer a matter of opinion or whatever. We have depression level unemployment. We have depression level housing market. We have depression level job and manufacturing and depression level corruption. We're there. This is the new Great Depression. Those people in 1930, they don't know what depression is compared to us. And meanwhile, of course, Wall Street, after all the trillions in dollars of tax money that was poured all over them to save them from their criminality and their fraud, they're rewarding themselves for their cleverness at dropping the losses onto the American people with all of these bonuses. $144 billion, it is estimated, Wall Street executives have given to themselves. This is not their salary. This is the bonuses over and above their salaries, $144 billion. That's roughly 8% of all the currency in circulation in the United States. 8% just in the pockets of those few executives. By itself, $144 billion ranks as the world's 49th largest gross domestic product. That's in the top half. That means the Wall Street executive bonuses amount to more money than the entire gross domestic national product of most of the world's nations. Talk about rampant greed out of control here. Now, there's an interesting story out of Ohio. As you no doubt have heard, the corporate media and Wall Street are trying to portray this whole disaster as, well, it's all the fault of those homeowners. They didn't have the money for their mortgages. They made the decision to buy a home and a mortgage they couldn't afford. It's all their fault. We should blame them. Actually, no. There's an interesting story. There is a judge in Ohio who owns like this almost a mansion, 8-bedroom house, lakefront, pristine property, and he wanted to get refinance the house, change the payments, and the bank told him because of the decline of the property's value that he couldn't get a refi, but he could qualify for a mortgage modification. And so this judge, who really ought to have known better, follows the advice of J.P. Morgan when they tell him, stop making your house payments. And now he's in foreclosure. And this should put to an end the idea that the only people in foreclosure are losers who didn't have a job and just couldn't keep up with their payments on a house that they shouldn't have bought in the first place. Because this judge, you know, He worked with J.P. Morgan, and he took their advice, and now he's in foreclosure. That tells you right there and then. J.P. Morgan's goal is not to help you modify your mortgage. It is to take your home because they need that cash value right now in order to buy back all the bad paper they were selling to foreign banks and pension funds. They're being sued by everybody. Meanwhile, the corporate media still does not want you to understand what has happened here. And let me put it out there one more time so you understand what I'm talking about. The U.S. government took your jobs to make it easier for the banks to take your homes so the banks could buy their way out of the mortgage-backed security fraud. It is that simple and that obvious. And the media doesn't want you thinking about that. That's why we're having endless distractions here and there. They even brought back the O.J. Simpson case today. Talk about scraping the bottom of the barrel for something to dangle in front of your eyes so you're not paying attention to how you got screwed over by Wall Street and Washington, D.C. We're going to revive the O.J. debate. Look, he got acquitted. Let him go. I don't want to pay any attention to him. I wasn't a big fan of him before he got caught for murder. He got nailed in the civil case. He got off. He's lucky. He's a celebrity. He gets to walk on murders. We know that happens. That's an aspect of American life. If you're a big enough celebrity or you have enough money, you get to walk on these big crimes. And he did it? Good. Fine. Why is that important now? It isn't. But the media has it out there today. Along with more about space aliens and stuff. I mean, they're so desperate for stuff to not report on. All right. Talk about the latest distraction. They're pounding on this thing down in Arizona with the shooting of Congresswoman Giffords. And Barack Obama, last time I checked the corporate media, he's up there getting ready to speechify, and he's going to say, well, it's a horrible tragedy, and we've got to protect our legislators, and we've got to get those gosh darn, nasty guns, and we've got to deal with the anti-Semites, and blah, blah, blah. Everybody's milking this for everything that they can, okay? And it's not working. Couple of real surprising news developments. Gun dealers across the United States of America are reporting a surge of sales of Glocks following the Arizona shooting. I guess it was a wonderful demonstration of how good those guns are. And now everybody wants one. Personally, I'm not impressed. I've shot the Glock. It's a plastic gun. Glock made its reputation with a plastic and ceramic gun that was undetectable by airport x-rays, which they're not allowed to sell to civilians anymore. But that's where their reputation began. Little 22 caliber invisible gun. The regular Glocks, I guess they're okay for what they are. I don't own one. I'm not really inclined to own one. But apparently everybody wants one now. And I don't think that's the reaction the gun grabbers were hoping for by waving the bloody sheets of all these people killed in Arizona all over TV. Because they've gotten exactly the opposite. Everybody wants one of these things. Wow, look what a great job it does. Now, I want to put a point out here about gun safety. Remember that when you pull the trigger on a firearm, you are responsible for that bullet no matter where it goes. Okay? Which means if you miss the greedy, money-grubbing sociopath that you're aiming at, you can be held liable for the damage that bullet causes way far down over. You hit somebody's tree or a statue, you scratch their car, you're going to be on the hook for that one. So please, safety first, place your shots. Now, the overnight polls are showing that Americans are not buying all of this finger-pointing that we have seen since the tragedy in Arizona. They're not saying it's the rhetoric on the blogs and the alternative media that is to blame. The kid was a nutcase. The kid was an absolute nutcase, and there's no question about that. And I'm rather pleased to see that more and more people are beginning to pick up on some of the other aspects of this Jared Lohner's personality. Apparently, another blog that he was contributing to has surfaced that showed he was having issues with rejection by women. And this again gets back to this very strange circumstance of the linkage between Giffords' YouTube webpage and Lohner's YouTube webpage, the link has now been erased, which tells you they're doing data scrubbing already to cover it up. And they're beginning to wonder, given that they were all part of this same small synagogue, and it's a very small congregation, they all knew each other. And there's an open-ended question. What exactly was the relationship between Jared Lohner and Gabby Giffords? Not from Giffords' point of view, because she's a professional politician. She's friendly with everybody. But the possibility, did Jared Lohner misread Giffords' friendliness? Was he infatuated with her? Did he imagine there was more of a relationship there than really was? Was he on antidepressants? Remember, his school was getting ready to kick him out unless he got a psychological evaluation. If he was put on antidepressants, then we know the terrible record of antidepressants and violent acts. I mean, there's all kinds of things that are going on here that people are beginning to look at. And all of the political flag-waving is not working, has not worked. People didn't buy it. All the anti-gun rhetoric, all of the blame the Tea Party rhetoric, all the ADL screaming it was all anti-Semitism, which they've shut up on that now because it turned out all the involved parties were Jewish and all went through the same synagogue. So they've pulled back on that one. And if nothing else, this is a lesson in how in our society the reality of what happens is no longer a factor. The media and the politicians are going to view it solely in terms of how can I use this to push my agenda, whatever agenda I have, you know, lower priced cheese in the supermarket. How can I use this terrible tragedy to push my agenda? And that's what we saw. We saw the shooting used to justify bashing the Tea Party. We saw the shooting used to justify bashing the liberals. We saw it used to bash blogs like mine. We saw it used to bash the alternative media. We used it to bash anti-Semitism. It was all, and of course, to bash guns. Nobody was really dealing with the reality of what had happened. It was all, the focus instantly was, how do I use this? Our entire corporate media and political structure are a bunch of users. They're not interested in what's really happening. How can I use this? And Obama is up there on the TV right now. You know, he's down there in Arizona for the memorial and everything. How can I use this? How can I use this? All righty. So now that little letter that I wrote yesterday, dear Rachel Maddow, now she has not replied to me or even acknowledged that she's aware that it happened. But it did go viral. It got picked up. I saw it copied onto websites all around the world. A couple of them were claiming it was original with them, but who cares? Okay. But it did go viral, and it really did hit the point. A lot of people picked up on that paragraph. If we want to take issue with Americans resorting to firearms as the court of last resort when dealing with an abusive government or an abusive financial industry, should we not blame the example set by the U.S. government itself? Shoot first, ask questions later, drop napalm, robotic drone killings, invade Iraq, invade Iran, invade, now they're talking about Korea. Gates is out there, you know, they're going to send another exercise over to Korea, they're going to try and fan that up again. They're talking about all this talk about pulling back the incitement. We must ban language that incites violence. Okay, let's start with all the language the government media used to incite us into war, starting with the lies about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. And we've got Secretary Gates out there screaming that North Korea is going to nuke the United States unless we attack them. Isn't that incitement to violence? Isn't that violence on a scale way beyond the shooting of a single individual? And as tragic as it is, Gabriella Giffords is one person. And if you look at the shooting there in Arizona against the background of how many people are shot in the United States on a daily basis, it's not that big a deal. We have a video on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. 4 San Francisco police officers shooting a man in a wheelchair who was, under the law, California laws, denied the right to shoot back. But this issue is being fanned up because the users in the media and the users in the government want to wave this at you to sell you an idea that along with having already lost your Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights, that now it's time to rethink about those pesky First Amendment and Second Amendment rights, because that's what they're after. Ban on guns. Oh, guns are bad. You know, they're really, really bad, except in the hands of the army when we go in and we lay waste to an entire country because, after all, they deserved it because they're godless heathens. And now they want to go after the First Amendment, that you can't say anything that might incite anger towards somebody. Well, what do you think the First Amendment is for? The First Amendment is not there for art hanging in a gallery or exotic dancers or TV shows or even movies. The First Amendment recognizes a right for the people of a representative democracy to stand up and complain angrily when that representative government no longer represents them. Such as when Congress passes TARP against 90% opposition by the American people. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
Come back to our show here. We're finishing up on the situation in Arizona. I know we got callers on the line, but they may go in after the station break. I wanted to hit this point. apparently this Jared Lohner was exhibiting serious mental instabilities for quite a long interval of time before the shooting. And nobody did anything. His school was trying to get him to leave school unless he could get a psych eval to get back in. That was the only thing that was done. Apparently, this Jared Lohner had made threats against other people in the past. He'd been reported to the sheriff's office for this. But nothing was done. Because he's a nice Jewish boy, and we don't want to arrest a Jewish boy, because then they're going to scream anti-Semite at us. Or I don't know what the reason is. I can't come up with one. I think if you or I walked around, we had an altar in our backyard with a skull on it, and we're threatening people, we're probably going to see the inside of a jail cell, or at least the inside of a mental hospital. And apparently this Arizona sheriff was aware for a long period of time that this Jared Lohner had some problems and issues. Why was he not dealt with in a more timely manner? Why was he even allowed to buy a gun? Now, I'm opposed to gun control for law-abiding citizens who have got all their marbles, but I think we can all agree that nut jobs worshiping skulls in their backyard probably ought not to be allowed to have a firearm. Especially when they've been issuing threats to other people and are writing on blogs about their terrible difficulties with rejection from women. And this is another classic case of the government not doing anything about a problem when the symptoms are there, and then there's an explosion, whether it's in Arizona or the Gulf of Mexico, and everybody rushes in to say, oh, harumph, 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 we must do some, we must pass laws to make sure this can never happen again. Always reminds me of this, what I like to call the firefighter mentality. Let's say your house catches on fire, and the fire department shows up, and they chop holes in the walls, and they pour water all over everything, and it's big, huge, stinking mess, and when it's all over, they give you back half of what you had before. And they're heroes. But the guy who 2 weeks ago came in and said, can we fix the broken insulation on that power cord, he's a pain in the ass. Okay, because that's me. I'm the guy who's been coming in here and saying, let's fix the insulation on the power cord. Let's get rid of those oily rags. Let's get that flammable material from away from that power electrical outlet. We've had people like that, people who tried to point out where Bernie Madoff was screwing his investors. Markopoulos was his name. And, you know, people who were pointing at the Deepwater Horizon and saying, there, this is a disaster waiting to happen. People who were saying the flood control in the Mississippi is not adequate to a major storm. And the government treats them all like they're pains in the rear end. And then Katrina happens, or the Gulf explosion happens, or people get shot up, or the mines collapse. And the government goes in there and they stand there and they go harumph, harumph in front of the press cameras and say, we must do a better job of keeping this safe in the future. And they make as much political hay off of it as they can. They use it to further their own agenda and their own reelection, and they're not concerned about what's really going on. That's the nature of politics. It is simply exploiting everything that happens to serve your agenda. Classic case is global warming. If there's a drought, it's global warming. If there's flooding, it's global warming. I'm not kidding. That's what they're saying this week. Doesn't matter what it does, it's all global warming. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be taking phone calls.